Chiclo right there out of Senegal, and that was a track from his brand new record called Balbalou, the track Deg Gui, featuring Flavio Coelho on vocals and Fixie on accordion. And he is part of a very cool hip-hop group out of France, out of Paris, that play, yeah, he plays the accordion, and there's an MC, of course, so it's like a French chanson. Very French sounding, but the hip hop is classic. And there you go. New music from mostly Senegal right there. And before that, you heard Bass Face. That's right. Mostly bass solo for 3 minutes. Red Tenbacher's Funk Estra, a group from the UK featuring a bass player leading the band. And that's what happens when you let a bass player lead a band. Yeah, pretty crazy. Okay, and next, this is Wandering Rhythms. Well, it has been, and will continue to be. In about 20-something minutes, we're traveling to Hong Kong, but before then, lots of different sounds still coming up from far and wide. And next, I'm going to play a track from a brand new record. I'm into new stuff right now. I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff happening on this planet and a lot of stuff to be proud of as human beings. So I just ran across a few weeks ago this great new group. It is a duo of an MC and a producer. The producer goes by Sense. He's from Amsterdam. and the MC Bless from Los Angeles. And I played one of their tracks a few weeks ago, but I've just been loving this brand new record. It's really dark underground hip-hop, and for some reason hip-hop for me, I mean, I like the carefree, easygoing stuff, like original hip-hop, but I like the dark stuff too. And this features a lot of strings, like cellos, and just creepy sounds. It really sounds like a middle of the night, darkened back alley record. So you're gonna hear a track called Mice from the new debut LP by the Shaman. That's S-H-A-H-M-E-N. The track here, Mice, the album All in the Circle.
Weight has been lifted, I buried the knife.
Buried.
Here comes the elephant carried by mice. Here to marry the mic. A one tusk cut, dipped in blood, now dare me to write.
Dare me.
Watch a murderer crows, turn into a pack of wolves, and prowl the streets for the feast they owe. Fat sacks and a stack of gold, get blown and turn back to crows. I hear, I see evil, but I speak needle. Full of medicine for all of these dead people. Sight beyond sight, carry the eyes of a dead eagle treading in the twilight. Leather bag of bones, browns when the sun is shone. 10 fingers that have touched the globe, 10 toes to the dusty road. One skull made of bone, about to touch the throne. Chipping icebergs down when I write shit. Priceless life lifts off a virus.
High into the sky, catches fire and falls right into your iris.
Wipe the ash from your white lashes. Follow on the white rabbit. Tonight you might catch it. Been clinging on to madness,
but I finally built a kingdom from my passion. Start to divvy up the passion. I'll pull the next world wonder out the back alley trash can. Everlasting. They tried to get him, but they couldn't build a prison that would trap him. And in this land here, the shaman's a king. Better follow your dreams or fall deep into the hollow of rings. Gone into tomorrow, it seems, to suck the sorrow out of spit my peace.
Face up with a heart to get right. In a world that's gone wrong, I'm darker than midnight, but I'm brighter than Zeus strikes. I'm rolling these two dice. Tell me the world ends. Well, I guess we got tonight. Dance on my own grave. This ground is not sacred. The art, well, it takes time. My hands, will it take bread? The engine in my heart starts to run in on hatred. No one make it far in this war with the faceless.
Raise up the grave, segregated to fallen. Goodbye for the now. No one out for my calling. Staring at my chips, about to push them all in. Standing on the cliffs, one slipping, I'm falling.
I wrote this one on Sunday with no sun rays. Under a gray and blue sky, thinking one thing. Be a king by the time that the sun came. Now I rhyme while it shines like gold plate. I wrote this one on Sunday with no sun rays. Under a gray and blue sky, thinking one thing. Be a king by the time that the sun came. Now I rhyme while it shines like gold plate. Sun rays under a gray and blue sky, thinking one thing. Be a king by the time that the sun came. Now I rhyme while it shines like gold plate. I wrote this one on Sunday with no sun rays under a gray and blue sky, thinking one thing. Be a king by the time that the sun came. Now I rhyme while it shines like gold. Here comes the elephant carried by mice, carried by mice, carried by mice. Here comes the elephant, here comes the elephant. Caribou mice, caribou mice, caribou mice. Here comes the elephant, here comes the elephant, here comes the elephant. Here comes the elephant, caribou mice, caribou mice, caribou mice. Here comes the elephant, here comes the
She a warrior. Strong gun in the jaw. She a warrior. She a warrior. Touch the man wavelength. She a warrior. She a warrior. Strong gun in the jaw. She a warrior. She a warrior. Touch the man wavelength. She a warrior. She a warrior. Strong gun in the jaw. She a warrior. She a warrior. Touch the man wavelength.
Hello, people. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from a small mountain called Burnaby, but still higher than the ocean. Hey, you just heard some kind of dark music. I'm sorry if I scared anybody, but you know, the sun's shining, so it can't be too scary unless you're somewhere else on the other side of the world and it is, in fact, midnight. Then, in that case, I'm genuinely sorry for scaring you. You just heard, well, the last track was a 30-second number by a kind of mysterious fellow, I believe, from the Maritime Provinces of Canada. I can't be sure. Not getting much info on his Facebook page either. But, yes, his name is Arthur Como, and I'm talking about him more than the song actually played. It was only 30 seconds long. But, okay, he's ex-beatmaker from the group Radio Radio. That makes perfect sense, because he sings in a Shiak, a very interesting French-English hybrid language of Acadian people of New Brunswick, that is. Yes. Okay, so Arthur Como, a track from his brand new album, Three Quarters. I played Warrior, She Warrior. And before that, you heard some dark jazz from Iran. That was quite a long piece, about 6 minutes long. It was called Khazar, and the group The Thing with Five Eyes. Oh my goodness. So yes, some dark jazz music from Iran, project of Jason Conan, the founding member of the Kilimanjaro Dark Jazz Ensemble and the Mount Fuji Doom Jazz Corporation. So yes, very mysterious jazz music. And before that, we heard The Great Shaman, collaboration from LA and Amsterdam, the track Mice, from their new album, All in the Circle. Sun Elephant Carried by Mice. Like, amazing imagery in that track. And, okay, well, to make up for that darkness, I'm going to play a beautiful piece of music from Tanzania. In fact, one of the founders of a style called Benga. And this man named D.O. Misiani. He lived from 1940 to 2006, played a lot of beautiful sounds down in Eastern Africa, and here is his group, Shirani, with D.O. Messiana, a track, Jamoko Wango Tech. And then, we are traveling to Hong Kong.
Thank you. kadinga Nikonyo siptal rasi ya mama pako Kawat neringa ben mako iti kapalo mako iya Moringa korpesa nagi katagu moko kuma Iyonge nyongudi ya wadalewe pango oko Nile moka nido tanda manyaka ruoto konya Wata wuri gigi mitimo no kenda kuomo
Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
It is now time for a trip to Hong Kong. And this is a very unique place because it is China. However, it has a unique history because it used to be part of, well, part of Britain. It was a colony, as was Canada. So we share a common ancestry in the Queen of England, and I believe they still have the Queen on their money. Can't confirm that. Actually, I asked a person from Hong Kong that, and they said yes. So, yeah, still some coins kicking around with the old Queen E. And, well, Hong Kong is a very diverse place. It has European influence. It has a lot of influence, of course, from mainland China. But it is in the deep, deep south of China. And it takes up roughly 1,100 square kilometers. So it's not huge, but it still has a very strong influence. So about 7.2 million people live there, and one of the most densely populated places in the world. Officially an autonomous territory, but it is part of China. Sort of confusing. And officially known as the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of the People's Republic of China. But all the kids just call it HKSARPRC. Or Huxaburk. No, I don't think anyone calls it that. Just Hong Kong. Yes. And okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit more about it later, but we're going to jump into the music. I should talk less and music more. And I was looking for some traditional music, music of the Chinese people, but you know, in Hong Kong, it's such a futuristic, exciting place that they don't have much time for history. But I mean, that's just me and my discoveries and my impression of looking for music. So there's not many old traditional folk songs that could be found there, but there are some orchestras, and these are sort of, you could say, in the Western tradition of, well, being a big bombastic orchestra with some Western instruments, but they do have nice Eastern Chinese instruments. So in this group called the Hong Kong Chinese Orchestra, there is the pipa. Actually, there's several pipas, and I just love that instrument. It's like a guitar, more of a lute, perhaps you could say, with huge raised frets, and it's always women that play it, which is really cool because, you know, we might not think that in Asia that the women are the dominant musicians, but well, maybe you do actually. If you know anything about Asian music, it's kind of a common thing in South Korea as well and Japan. Yeah, I can't say why men don't play this instrument, but yeah, the women are amazing. Maybe the men just don't want to compete because they couldn't nearly match up to the pipa stylings of the ladies. So it's such a fast picking style, and you'll hear that throughout the song, as well as the erhu, the Chinese violin. So here we go. A nice number here by the Hong Kong Chinese Orchestra.